It's time for your Arizona Sports Starting Five. You can't go to work without knowing these five huge stories.
Let's go, Ben.
Here's Doug Franz and Ron
right now.
Wolfley.
Good morning, Vince. Happy Friday to you.
Number five.
Number five this morning, Tiger Woods shot a 65 at Eastlake on Thursday and to start the BMW Championship. And the reason why you have to know about that is because it stopped the media gathering at Cardinals headquarters.
Larry Fitzgerald's got to be involved in this story.
How did
correct?
You know that?
I'm just guessing.
While the media is gathered around Larry Fitzgerald.
Come on. Come on. Yes, sir! My boy! Hey, Pat, 500, baby. 500. He's leading the tournament. My God, he's doing what he does best. We need to do that on Sunday. We need to do that.
Psh, ain't nothing but 500.
How about that? 500, Pat.
Boy, how about that right there? You knew Larry Fitzgerald. He hangs out with Tiger Woods from time to time, ladies and gentlemen. That's his boy. That's why I thought it had to be Larry.
That was well done by you.
Number four.
Number four, it's time to take a look at college football and ASU on the road. And if you thought Michigan State was a test, you on the road at UW this weekend. You can hear that game on ESPN 620 AM as we'll have Tim on the play-by-play and we'll have Jeff Van Rapphorst on the color. And supposedly, Jeff Van, and I say supposedly, it's Rip Rapper Day on the Doug and Wolf Show. And supposedly, Jeff Van Rapphorst will join us today. We'll see whether or not that comes true.
Oh, we're going to rip Rapper. There's no doubt about it all morning long, but Maloney may have shown me a video of Larry as well.
Okay.
Don't know.
Arizona State, Washington kicks off 7:30. U of A is on the road in the Pacific Northwest as well. They take on Oregon State. That game is at 1 o'clock.
Number three.
Number three this morning is the D-backs and the Rockies series. It starts tonight, 6:40 on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. And I'm trying to build it up as if it's a huge deal.
Yeah.
Basically, what we're talking about is if the D-backs lose in these three games, it extends how long it would take for the Dodgers to clinch. So you could actually lose on purpose for three games to make it hard for the Dodgers to clinch at Chase Field.
I see.
I'm not really advocating that, but I'm just bringing it up like there is silver lining.
Yeah, as a matter of fact. Next!
Number two!
Number two. Well, if everybody's talking about all the other rookie quarterbacks, Mike McCoy, is Rosen ready?
I think everybody's ready to play. Oh. Everyone's, you always talk to the players, the whole entire group, the entire team. They're all good to go.
Okay. Boy, that's so good right there, Coach. That is median 101, baby.
Number one.
We're all ready.
And the number one thing you need to know about this morning.
Browns are in victory formation. Baker Mayfield takes a knee. Count it down, everybody. The Browns are winners tonight.
That's nice.
As Wolf said, 635 days. And did you ever doubt it?
Never doubt six.
Oh.
Never doubt. Never doubt. Never.
We're already at the point where you never doubt six.
Yeah, ever.
Ever.
Played one game.
That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.